the live stream of the last of the big debates.
Yes, on Democracy UK.
Well, we that's right. We provided the live stream of the last of the BBC hosted debate,
yeah,
and also of the election night program on Facebook as well. So I think that is a step in that direction, where we're saying, okay, you know, we recognise that, you know, what we've traditionally done is we provided all this coverage on our website, and you can come to our website, and you know that's where you can watch it, and you know, you can probably, you might want to chat to your friends somewhere else whilst you're watching it. But on this occasion, we made the stream available on Facebook so that people actually could stay in their Facebook environment and watch it there. And I think those kind of combinations are something we're going to continue to explore.
It just seems to me it is perhaps the most exciting time in recent history to be going into the journalism industry. That's what I hope, anyway. Because it just seems there's so much creativity and experimentation.
The pace of change is phenomenal, and that is exciting. There is one important caveat, which is you have to like change.
Yes.
if you don't, then it's not such an exciting place to be.
Is that something you've perhaps had to battle with some of the more traditional journalists that you might have had in the BBC newsroom?
I think it's been,
or have people just thought? I'm not sure.
Battle is the right word, but I do think that there's been a process of learning that's gone on and continues to go on for journalists in the BBC and probably every other newsroom too, as the tools of the trade change, as the platforms that we're working on sort of change under our feet. And as audience needs and expectations change too. And, you know, we have to adapt as we go along and in some cases also try and second guess what will work and what won't work for our readers and viewers. So those are all challenges. And is it true to say that some journalists embrace and relish those challenges and that rate of change and actually focus on that as something that they... that they're primarily interested in, yes. And is it also true to say that there are some who prefer to concentrate on the news gathering, reporting and getting the story and leave the changing technology more to others? That's probably true as well. But I don't think... You know, I don't think it's a black and white thing. I think that the spectrum of interests and ability and preferences amongst the journalists here, just like everywhere else. And
so
some will be early adopters of new techniques and ways of doing things, and some will be late adopters.
So it's all about trying to just, you know, finding the right balance, not just, I suppose, as an individual for how to use these new technologies, but as a team in a newsroom.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. That's a good observation, because it is, on one level, it's about individually making sure that individual members of your team understand how to do things or what the possibilities are. But on a wider level, yes, it is. It's about how your output handles those changes and adapts to them and embraces them and makes use of them.